Hello, MN220 risk management students. This is your exam preparation audio. So just to let you know that Natalie Letier, the academic principal, has sent you an exam timetable, the 5th to the 8th of May, 2020. Your exam will be on the 7th, which is a Thursday of May, 7th of May at 9 a.m., your usual timetable, and you're all good for that particular examination. Now, just to give you a bit of an understanding regarding the examination and what the processes might be, you will receive also instructions, but I'll lay out the instructions for you in general. The instructions are that you arrive 15 minutes earlier and make sure that you've got your identification with you, right? And in the weight room, make sure that you come early. You're only allowed to have certain things like a bottle of water. Now, it's a closed book exam. Once you are admitted into the room, you will need to actually sit in your places, and then I'll give you further instructions as you go along. You have a reading time. You complete the exam. You can't leave 15 minutes before the exam is over. You stop writing, and then you hand in your materials to exit the room. Now, let me give you a bit of more an understanding of this upcoming paper. It's a 2 hour 45 minute paper with 15 minutes reading time, work time 2 hours 30 minutes. That's 2 hours 45 minutes in total. You have to answer all three questions indicated on the actual paper. It's a closed book exam. All work is supposed to be in terms of completing on the exam paper. There's no other additional papers or books required for you to complete the exam. All right, make sure that you check all sides of the exam question paper. It's double-sided. You're only permitted to make notes on the note page, right? You've got a front page and you've got the cover sheet all the way right through. Check every piece of the exam booklet and hand in the exam once you're done. Now, the exams in itself, you will have a particular case study, and it is very similar to what you've done for assignment one and two. You got a case study of a particular business, and essentially in the first question, you're supposed to highlight risk events based on business areas for the actual business in itself. So you have to identify two risk events for any five business areas that are required in the exam to complete that first question. Once you've identified the risk events, you should have 10 risks identified for this case study. You proceed on to the next question. You develop a risk register for the 10 risk registers you are very well used to at the moment. You've got suggested headings in the exam paper in itself. Stick to the headings, right? Make sure that you clearly identify the scores, the consequences, and the likelihood, mitigation, improvement. I mean, how the risk is under control and tolerance, and its improvements that you have suggested in terms of solutions to the actual risk events. That's question two, utilizing a risk register. And in question three, what you need to do is to provide a short answer in terms of advice to the senior management from the perspective of enterprise risk management and ISO 31000 principles. Okay, so these standards are important for you to really take a very close look at and understand them for you to apply them in question three. Now, make sure you read the case study well. Okay, look at the highlighted areas or the underlined areas to give you some examples of potential risk areas as you're going through the case study. Read the case study well, okay, and then answer the questions based on the particular tables that you have seen, okay, and utilize every section of the question paper to write out your answers, okay. Be clear, use clear sentences for me to understand what you're getting at in terms of risk events and solutions. Okay, be very clear and provide examples of what it is that you're trying to say so that when I mark the paper, I'll give you as much marks in terms of making sure based on the clarity that you've provided. Okay, please use good handwriting as well. Okay, for me to mark an exam paper, it is important for me to be able to clearly read your handwriting. Okay, so once you've completed all these questions on the exam paper, hand in the exam paper once you're done. If there's any further questions in terms of clarification about the process and what it is that's there, please send me an email. I'm going to put an announcement on Canvas for you to follow through and apply. All the best, students, for your exams. I look forward to seeing you at the exam venue. All the best.